The Laughing Buddhas Network is committed to bringing more love, laughter, and peace to the world.
Yay!
And our intention is to create an epidemic of laughter meditation worldwide. And later on, we'll be doing a short laughter meditation so that those of you who are new to this experience can get a taste of it. So let's first of all look at what are the benefits of laughter. Laughter has an amazing number of benefits. It stimulates physical healing. So if your body is feeling stressed out, because let's face it, when we laugh, we feel better, don't we? We just know that we feel good after we've had a good laugh. And actually, it's helping the body release a lot of stress, and also emotional stress and mental stress. So laughter is a great stress releaser, and so it's good for our health. It also enhances our creativity. And my personal experience is that I get so many creative ideas, either during the laughter part of the laughter meditation or in the second stage when we sit in silence during that stage. I just get so many great ideas from doing the laughter meditation. And creativity has benefits for many aspects of our life, in all our relationships and with children, if you're around children, and also for making money, because, you know, a lot of great ideas turn into great money makers for people in the world. So there's a real world benefit to it. Laughter is, it rejuvenates us and regenerates us. And everybody somehow looks younger when they laugh, don't they? I mean, you know, you think about really old people over 90 with white hair and lots of wrinkles, and if they're laughing, it's like their eyes are dancing, and they seem really young. So laughter has a great way of rejuvenating us and regenerating us, and I certainly think it should be included in all these anti-aging solutions people come up with, all these creams and lotions and potions. Laughter's free. Laughter is very good for all of our relationships because it helps to stimulate our sense of humor, or remind us we have a sense of humor in what can be potentially very explosive situations, and that's where the creativity comes in too. And laughter is sexy, isn't it? I mean, when you're around people who are laughing, and it's a very attractive energy somehow. It draws people to us. It helps that attractor factor, which is so important in relationships. And laughter opens the heart, because when we laugh, our heart expands and we are filled with love, because laughter and love are deeply related. So it really brings us more love and opens our heart up to receiving more love. And then in terms of meditation, laughter gives us a glimpse of freedom from the mind, because we can't be laughing and thinking at the same time. That's why laughter is a meditation. When we are totally in that moment of suddenly laughing, the mind ceases to be, and we are simply there in the present moment. And that's a moment of meditation, a state of no mind, when we get that quality of, we have a taste of that quality of presence that meditation brings us. So who doesn't want all of that? It's what everybody wants, yes?
Right.
More love and laughter and inner peace. And then meditation, what are the benefits of meditation? Meditation brings us inner peace, a deep calm and relaxation, and also increased creativity and joy in each moment. Because love and joy actually are the fabric of our existence. And the only thing that keeps us from that is some belief or programming that got instilled in us at some point, and we somehow got separated from it. And laughter meditation can help us bring us back in touch with that, so that we remember more and more often to be in touch with that love and joy, which is in the fabric of this very existence. So meditation also gives us a quality of presence, of awareness of ourselves and our environment. And so, somebody's phone is making a lot of noise. Is anybody here on a cell phone?
Yes.
Who said yes?
Winnie.
Winnie. Is there any way you can call in on land phone? Or I tell you what, can you mute yourself out, press star 6?
Oh, okay.
And then you can still hear, but hopefully we won't. Hopefully that's...
You are now muted.
Hello, can everybody hear me?
Yes.
Okay, good. You're still there. So everybody isn't muted out. All right, so... Yes, I was just talking about what meditation brings us, the inner peace and the deep calm and the relaxation. And it's this feeling that everything is going to be all right. Because we're in touch with the deeper wisdom of the universe when we go deeper within ourselves in meditation. And the laughter meditation brings us that. And because life doesn't always go our way, does it? We have days that perhaps things happen that aren't so great. But when we make a practice of the laughter meditation, it helps to remind us on those not so great days that everything is going to be all right, that everything is all right. And we can greet each day then with more courage and confidence and trust. That even if everything in this moment doesn't seem to be the way we want it to be, that things will sort themselves out, and that deep down, everything is truly all right for us in this world, because it is. We are all meant to be here. We are all here with a purpose, and each one of us is like the seed of a flower in a garden. Each blade of grass is meant to be here and has a place. So these are some of the many, many benefits that we get from doing the laughter meditation. And what we're doing here at the Laughing Buddhas Network is we want to share this with as many people as possible worldwide, so that all these benefits I've just been describing can contagiously spread in an epidemic. Because the cool thing about laughter meditation is that it is contagious. Laughter is contagious. It's infectious, and so it spreads really easily. And if you want to have an epidemic, a positive epidemic, then laughter is going to spread really easily. So this isn't something that's going to be hard work at all. In fact, it's a very easy intention to have, actually, because who's going to say no to all these benefits? I mean, most people in the world want all of this. The thing is, they don't know how to get more love and laughter and inner peace. So all of those people who are out there suffering and in some kind of pain or discomfort or dis-ease, it's just that they simply don't know about the laughter meditation and how it can help them. And that's what we at the Laughing Buddhas Network are all about, to spread the word and share this with as many people as possible. And so there is hope for all the people who do have some kind of suffering or pain or a lot of difficulties, because there are solutions to depression, fear, and pain. And we can heal ourselves in this safe, meditative context so that we can be refreshed and renewed. So there are two stages to the laughter meditation. Are you all ready now to experiment a little and do the laughter meditation together?
Sure.
Yep.
Yes?
Yep.
Hello, hello.
Yes, hello.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay, good. So what we're going to do is this. We're going to laugh. We're going to do, for those of you who've been with me a long time, because I know some of you have, we're going to do just a very short one today for the people who are new. And so what we're going to do is we're going to shout out Yahoo three times. Let's just practice. Yahoo!
Yahoo!
And then we're going to burst out laughing, and we're going to laugh for a few minutes, and then you're going to hear a chime, and then we're all going to sit in silence for a few minutes. So we'll sit in silence for about the same amount of time that we're laughing. Okay? Mm-hmm. Any questions? No? Everybody hear what we're doing?
Yep.
Okay, let's go. Yahoo!
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 Yahoo! Ha 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 ha!
And now we'll sit in silence for a few minutes, and then you will hear three chimes, and I will bring you back. Hello?
Hello?
Everybody still there?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, great. So does anybody want to share anything about that experience or ask any questions?
Oh, this is Linda. I always think it's really cool that even on the phone when people are spread all over the country, you can really make that connection through laughter.
Yes. Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it, how it seems to transcend all differences.
Mm-hmm.
And this is how we can deepen our laughter meditation through these teletraining courses, is how we can deepen that, our community and our connection and our own meditation too, and our own laughter. So thank you for sharing that.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else? It's,
This is Julie. I'm always just amazed at what a workout it is to laugh, how it takes a lot of energy to do it.
Uh-huh.
So it's such a good tension reliever because of that.
Yes. Yes, it's true. And then I like what you say, because then in the second stage we can relax.
Yes, exactly.
So
right.
Yes, and so, you know, one of the many things I like so much about the laughter meditation is, as Julie just said, the laughter, the first stage, the laughter is very expressive. You have to make an effort. It's very outgoing. And then the second stage is the complete opposite. It's silence, it's inward, it's self-reflective, and it's deeply relaxing, and it's effortless. I mean, it's because there's nothing to do, to just sit. And this is the balance that we need as we are here in the world. We need to express both of these energies, the energy that goes outward, which is the outward energy is relating with other people and being out in the world with our work and our families and friends and so on, where we need to be outward. And then the sitting in silence is the expression of going inward so that we can bring a deeper harmony and peace within ourselves and deepen our relationship and our friendship with ourselves, so that then we're more at peace when we are out there. And, you know, meditation, it not only harmonizes us within ourselves, but it helps harmonize the whole planet. So it's very, very powerful, and you might sometimes think, oh, it's just little old me doing the laughter meditation, but it's a very powerful energy. It's very simple, but very powerful to put out, because positive energy is far more effective than negative energy. It has a far more far-reaching effect, and in fact, this is how we can be of service to the planet. Might sound funny, ha, ha, ha. For me, I used to think being of service meant going to work at the soup kitchen and doing things like that, which of course it is. But also, by doing the laughter meditation, we are not only contributing to ourselves, but we really are contributing to the well-being of the planet. All this laughter that we just did and the silence was a big contribution as it went out, the vibrations of it went out to the world. We are contributing to bringing joy and peace and harmony and love and laughter to everybody in the world. So certainly something that is very rewarding, not just personally, but exponentially as well as it is shared. So let's see, what else was I going to talk to you about? Oh, yeah, other ramifications of laughter, like playfulness, like gratitude, like celebration and creativity, which I've already mentioned a couple of times because it just comes up all the time, creativity. And also with children and old people. I know that some some of the laughter meditators go into senior homes to do laughter meditation with seniors and also with children. Children absolutely love these meditations. My son's favorite were the laughter and the gibberish, which is another one of these expressive meditations. And children also need a way to sort of take the lid off the pressure cooker, so to speak, and let off steam and be silly and laugh and play. And then they also need quiet time, so they can just calm down and learn how to calm themselves down. And it works great with families, doing them together. So children and old people, in fact, all types of people, any person who wants to have more love and laughter and inner peace and calm in their lives is going to benefit. And like we were saying, I mean, basically, who doesn't want that? So I'm just going to read to you a couple of things that people have said about the laughter meditation. This is from Joe in Canada. And he said, laughing or even just thinking of laughing melts away stress. I become amiable and I can actually feel the body chemistry changing, just like an internal wash from negativity or stress. And sometimes when I feel overwhelmed, I just laugh out loud, especially when I'm around my kids. They start to laugh along with me, which we all find very funny. That is how contagious laughing is. And sometimes when there are people around, they start to laugh too. And I find when I laugh like this, sometimes tears of joy come too. And then George in Milwaukee said, until I did the laughter meditation, I used to think meditation was a boring and serious affair. Now I know that meditation can be fun, and it's easy to be consistent with my practice. And a new person said, as a person new to meditation, I find the laughter meditation fun and easy. Life feels so much better every time I do it. I'm more relaxed, calm, and confident, and ready to take on the world. That's great, isn't it? And Elena in Monrovia said, laughter meditation clears my mind and creates a space for complete peace, a beautiful silence that I've not been used to in the past. I also get a rush of vitality that brings in all positives and eliminates all negatives. It helps heal pain and is extremely beneficial for my overall well-being. I also have something from it. Is Edna on the call?
Yes, I am.
Oh, hey, Edna. Do you want to say what you said? Because it was so great what you said. Do you remember what you said about laughter meditation?
I remember saying that to me when I first heard about it, I thought it was crazy.
Yeah.
You know, but I can't remember what else I said.
You said, I thought it was the craziest thing I'd ever heard.
Right.
And at first I thought I can't laugh for no reason. Then gradually it just came easily and naturally.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized, and actually I've heard, and I love that you said this, Edna, because I've heard this from other people too. I realized that I didn't laugh anymore just to laugh. I've forgotten how to laugh spontaneously just because. And now my laughter and sense of human creativity are readily available to me. So that's the benefits you've found, yes?
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, and I was speaking to a woman the other day who said to me that, you know, she could smile and laugh, but she just wished she could laugh more. And she felt that it was a possibility, but she just didn't know how to laugh more. And she was asking me if the laughter meditate. Laughter meditation teletrainings would help her with that, and I said absolutely. Would you agree with that, Edna?
Yes. Mhm. Most definitely.
And Julie too, because you've done the trainings too already, haven't you?
Definitely. And I have found the more I laugh, the more I want to laugh.
Yeah.
Because my body now recognizes what a positive energy it is.
Mm. Yeah, and that's a great point that I've heard from quite a few people who've done the trainings is that the more you laugh, the more you want to laugh, and the more you can laugh, the more easily your laughter pours forth. Yes?
Yes.
And it's just really to make a conscious practice of it, to know that there is a practice like this, and incorporate it in your life more and more. You know, and if you can't always do the second stage, the sitting in silence, I mean, just to look for ways to bring more laughter into your life consciously and deliberately is also something you can do on a daily basis to help bring more of that lightness and love and positivity. So any way you can find to laugh is going to help you and be good. So does anybody have any questions or anything you want to share?
This is Linda again, and I'm a laughter leader, and I do a monthly club. And the last couple times, a woman has brought her two young sons, who are probably about 8 and 12, I'd say.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the last session, I ended with a laughter meditation. And then I said, does anybody have any comments or questions or anything? And the older boy raised his hand, and he said, do we have to go? Can't we stay? We stayed and we did some more laughter exercises. But I just thought from a boy that age, it was really fabulous.
That is fantastic. And how old is he?
I'd say, I think he's about 12.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That is quite something.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, all ages.
Mm-hmm.
All ages love it. They really do. So thank you for sharing that, Linda.
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody else have any questions or anything to share or ask? Or are you all ready to go out and fill the world with more laughter and more meditation?
Definitely.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay, good. So let me just fill you in a little bit on what is coming up next. I'm going to start a new laughter meditation training 101 very soon, and I don't know if all of you, the new people, the ones of you who are new, who have not done the trainings yet, have seen this on the website, but on the new website, www.discovermeditation.com, which I'm very proud of. It's just our new platform that just became ready last Wednesday, actually. It went live. And it's been designed so that this can expand, so that our Laughing Buddhas Network can expand and grow with all of us sharing. That's that way we have the blog, so that you can write your comments and share as well. And we have Hote, the Laughing Buddha, as our mascot now, as our logo. And if you want to sign up for Laughter Meditation 101, 202, and 303 teletrainings all at once, then you can save $100. And the first 10 people who sign up for that, which is like the whole enchilada, are also going to get a free CD. That's not on the website. That's for the people on this call, and for those who will be listening to the recording of the call. And if you don't want to start with the whole enchilada, you can start with Laughter Meditation Teletraining 101, which is $199, and that is on the website. And if you want the specific pages, you have to go to discovermeditation.com/programs/laughter-meditation-101. That's for the 101 teletraining. And it's 1 hour a month. The calls are all recorded, so if you can't make the live call, then you can listen to the recording. But it's more fun if you can make the live call. And we cover a lot of different aspects of laughter, and we do the laughter meditation each time. As you get more seasoned with it, we start over time. We start to do it for a bit longer period of time. Let me give you the website page for the, if you want to do all three, then it is discovermeditation.com/certified-laughter www.meditator-clm. Because then you'll get your certified laughter meditation credential. I know that Julie and Edna and Eugene, for example, who are on the call, they have already done this, and already, as you heard Julie saying at the beginning of the call, she's already out there. The next thing she's going to be doing is going to a gym and doing some laughter meditation there. And Eugene, you're going to be doing some things in libraries in New Jersey, yes?
Yeah, I'm working on, hopefully a medical group right around where I live.
Fantastic.
Did I mention that to you?
No, actually you didn't, but that's
okay.
Great news.
They seem to be interested, so I have to meet with them again. Maybe a little while till we get started, because they haven't opened yet, but they
right.
are interested.
Well, that's wonderful. So you can start to make yourself a little business out of this, too, because... Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, because not many people know anything about the laughter meditation. This is in North America anyway. It's pretty new. So, there's just going to be a lot of interest from people when you mention this, especially, medical professions, gyms, all people's homes, anything to do with children. Anybody, really, any kind of organization where they want more laughter, happiness, and joy in their lives are going to be interested. So the other thing I will do is I will send out a bulletin for the Laughing Buddhist Network from time to time to keep you updated and let you know when there's a new blog. We will... As the website expands, we will have a section of blog just for the Laughing Buddhist Network. The Laughing Buddhist Network is free to join. So if you haven't actually signed up, make sure that you do so that you get the bulletins and the latest news of what's happening. And I also will be very overjoyed to get your comments on the blogs so that we can start a conversation going with people overseas and all around the world of what their experiences are, because it's amazing how many different creative ideas people have. And I know from those of you who've already gone through the teletrainings, it's amazing when we talk and share ideas and information and what people have been doing. It's just full of creativity. So everybody has an important and valuable role to play. It's not just about me at all. It's about all of you, everybody on the call now and everybody listening to the recording. It's about all of you too, sharing and contributing and enjoying and seeing where we can go with this, which I think is wide open. I mean, my goal is over 1 million people worldwide. What do you think about that?
Good.
Fantastic,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Just imagine over 1 million people in the world doing laughter and then sitting in silent meditation. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
We're all at the same time, World Laughter Meditation Day.
Yes, and just imagine the impact that would have on humanity.
Yeah.
It just would be absolutely amazing. So thank you, Eugene. See, here we have another creative idea suddenly popped up.
Mm-hmm.
World Laughter Meditation Day.
I think that would be fantastic.
I love that.
You don't want to steal a World Laughter Day from Steve. We'll have to.
No.
We'll make it
have
slightly
World
different.
Laughter Day, because see, there's plenty of days in the year.
Yeah.
We'll have World Laughter Meditation Day.
Maybe we'll make it Universal Laughter Meditation Day.
Well, I like World somehow. We're not going out into the galaxies yet.
You never know.
So, do any of you have anything to share, to say, to ask? We have just a few more minutes.
Brigido.
Yes.
This is Robin. I had met you, I think in 2003 maybe, at World Laughter Tour Conference.
The one in Orlando?
Yes.
Really? Oh, that's fantastic.
And I really enjoyed your session. And in fact, when we had lunch breakout, I was at your table.
Well, for heaven's sake. And that was back when?
I think it was 2003.
That's 7 years ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
Dharma Laughter Leader.
That is fantastic. Well, thank you so much for telling me that, because that was a fantastic event, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was terrific. And
First World Laughter Symposium, that was.
Yeah. Dr. Pitaria was there.
That's right, he was, and I met him there, too.
Yeah,
that was wonderful.
That was a great event.
Yeah, it certainly was. Well, I'm so delighted that you reminded me about that, because that is incredible, Robin, and I hope very much you can take our teletrainings and learn more about laughter meditation.
Yeah, I have a few of your CDs.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, gibberish and different things like that already.
Oh. Wonderful.
I've gone through Dr. Kataria's training as well.
Uh-huh.
Which is different from Steve's.
Yes.
And there's a part of me that leans a little more towards Dr. Kataria's thinking. And Steve's is maybe a little more physical than I think maybe the session should be. I don't know. So I'm thinking that maybe the laughter meditation might be more what I'm thinking even more.
From what you're saying, I think so. Yes. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. I'm hearing some clicking. I think, yeah, from what you're saying, I think you're right. I sort of fall into a different place than, although, I mean, I think what Steve does is fantastic, and also what Dr. Kataria does is fantastic, but the laughter meditation just falls into a different place and can certainly take you deeper into yourself, which has many, many positive ramifications, not just for you, but for everybody around you.
Anyway, I just thought I'd bring that up.
Yeah, well, that's great that you do. And then, of course, you know, there's many other meditations as well. Well, you already got some of the CDs, you said. So the laughter meditation is also, you know, it's a wonderful introduction, if you like, to go deep into meditation itself. It's one of many meditation techniques, but it's certainly something we go into during the trainings. Is we start to go deeper into meditation itself, and talk about some of the other meditations too.
Very interesting.
Yeah, well, I'd love to have you. You've got a fantastic background, so we'd love to have you on the trainings, and Linda too, for that matter.
Thank you.
I'm seriously considering it.
Well, good, yeah, because you're sort of, I love having, you know, folks like yourselves join, because you've already some experience of doing the laughter, and so it means that you're going to respond very positively and quickly to the laughter meditations and to meditation itself, which is very positive for you. And when we look at, you know, more people being able to share this with others, which is, of course, our greater goal.
I don't mean to take up all the rest of your time.
Pardon?
I don't mean to take up all the rest of the time on just me.
Hello?
And
I'm still here.
Who said that?
This is Robin. I don't want
to... Oh, okay. No, that's because... see, the thing is that when one person says something, it's often they say what a lot of people are thinking, and it's just always useful to share and have the answer shared as well, because it's amazing how other people can sometimes pick up something useful for themselves from what you brought up. So I thank you for that. And Linda, too, for that matter. And everybody else who's been sharing and so on. So is there anything else? I'm just going to say something, too, for the benefit of the people who will listen to this recording. Let me know. Also, you can call me, 415-925-9533, if you want to sign up over the phone and you don't want to sign up over the Internet, because I know some people prefer that. And if you have any more questions or anything you want to ask, then do either call or you can go to the contact section of the website, discovermeditation.com, and send me an email through that. And I look forward to having a really good group to start soon. I want to start within the next month, the next Laughter Meditation 101. So everybody who's signed up by then, we will get going. Okay. So anything else from all of you who have called in live today? Anything? Any more questions? Anything to share? Any last words?
Do you have a date? That, you know, like the 15th, around the 15th, or around the 1st, you know, that you usually have your class?
Have it start? Well, we're the 14th of July now, so I would look to start the next one by the middle of August.
Okay.
So it's around the 15th of August. And that's the first one, of course, yes?
Man, how long does the training last? Like, how long is Laughter Meditation 101? How many months?
101 is 6 months.
6 months, okay.
And so it's 1 hour a month for six mm-hmm. months. 202 is 5 months. And 303 is 4 months. Although
okay.
the calls on 303 are longer.
Mm-hmm.
There's less calls, but each call is longer. And then in between, what we do is you have your laughter meditation practice, and so however much of it you want to do in whatever circumstances, whatever possibilities, and we always bring that to the call. So you can bring your questions to the call, which is always very useful for people because they have, when you start doing it, you know, have things come up and questions come up, and perhaps particularly about the meditation aspect of it. So you can bring all that to the call because at the end of, well, towards the end, about the last 15, 20 minutes of each call, we have time for sharing and questions and ideas and that kind of thing. Anything else? Okay. Well, have a wonderful, wonderful evening, everybody. And thank you so much for calling in live. It's always just so wonderful when we can do this live and have you all here participating. And I thank you all very much for that. And I look forward to us all continuing to expand the Laughing Buddhas Network and staying in touch and see where we all go.
Great.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Take care. Bye. Keep laughing. Bye.